Chapter 6. Mary Gay was walking in another week, confraternizing in 2, and pronounced completely healed in 6. 10 long months in space, and it was army, army, army all the way. Calisthenics, meaningless work details, compulsory lectures. There was even talk that they were going to reinstate the sleeping roster we'd had in basic, but they never did, probably out of fear of mutiny. A random partner every night wouldn't have set too well with those of us who'd established more or less permanent pairs. All this crap, this insistence on military discipline, bothered me, mainly because I was afraid it meant they weren't going to let us out. Mary Gay said I was being paranoid. They only did it because there was no other way to maintain order for 10 months. Most of the talk, besides the usual bitching about the army, was speculation about how much Earth would have changed and what we would do when we got out. We'd be fairly rich. 26 years' salary all at once. Compound interest, too. The $500 we'd been paid for our first month in the army had grown to over $1,500. We arrived at Stargate in late 2023, Greenwich date. The base had grown astonishingly in the nearly 17 years we had been on the Yod 4 campaign. It was one building, the size of Tycho City, housing nearly 10,000. There were 78 cruisers, the size of Anniversary or larger, involved in raids on Torren-held portal planets. Another 10 guarded Stargate itself, and 2 were in orbit waiting for their infantry and crew to be out-processed. One other ship, the Earth's Hope 2, had returned from fighting and had been waiting at Stargate for another cruiser to return. They had lost 2/3 of their crew, and it was just not economical to send a cruiser back to Earth with only 39 people aboard. 39 confirmed civilians. We went planetside in 2 scout ships.